Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Greg Chandler. He is on staff at Southland Christian Church. He serves as the pastoral impact pastor at their Lexington campus. And we started our conversation yesterday about why the holidays can be really painful and tough when you're grieving the loss of a loved one or maybe a marriage, just different a job loss. There's lots of things that we lose that can cause us to grief. But if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go check that out. We shared some things not to do during this painful time during the holiday season. I think you'd really be blessed, helped, and encouraged. It's only 14 minutes long, and you can go to our website and listen to your convenience at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Greg, as you know, we talked yesterday about those things about not to do, but there are some practical steps that we can do that are healthy and that can help us if we'll apply them to help prepare for the holidays. You share some of those.
Absolutely. And again, man, I'm so glad to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me. I'm a pastor. I'm not a counselor. So all the things I'm saying today just come from a pastor's heart. They're pretty commonsensical kinds of things and not original to me, but hopefully they'll provide some encouragement. So yeah, what are some things that we can do so the holidays don't just happen to us when we're in the midst of loss, grief, change? Because the truth is, they're going to come, but we can decide in advance maybe how to engage. And I think the first thing I'd say very simply is you got to plan. Just plan. Just think about it a little bit. Don't let Christmas Eve sneak up on you before you start processing what some of this loss and pain might do to impact you this season. So a plan's not going to guarantee that you're going to have a pain-free holiday, but it might make some things more manageable. So planning is very simply this. It's you deciding in advance what you're going to do over the holidays. And and you heard me say you. So you're in control. When you plan, you're in control. And when you let the holidays happen to you, you may not feel as much in control. So you're going to plan what you're going to do over the holidays, how much you're going to do. Prioritize the things that matter to you. You might even try making a list of all the things that you associate with the holidays. Everything from, hey, this is how much cooking I'm going to do, or this is how much cooking I'm not going to do. Whether or not to send Christmas cards or attend office parties, or let's get a sense of all the activities with the kids. Do we have to do everything, or are there some things that we can do? And then ask yourself some questions as you're planning. Do I really need to do this for this to be Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever the holiday is? Do I even like doing these things? Greg, are you with me? Like, sometimes we do stuff around the holidays. We go, I don't even know that I like this, but I feel like I got to do it.
Is that an obligation sometimes?
Exactly. Yeah. Ask yourself this question. Of all the stuff that I could I do it differently? You know, you might be forced to do it a little differently because of the loss or change you're experiencing. So give yourself permission to think about that. And then you definitely should ask yourself as you're planning, can I share some of what I've got to deal with someone else? In other words, I don't have to bear all this alone. I don't have to keep all this to myself. I can get some help. Here's another area of planning as well. Plan your holiday spending. And, you know, we could apply that to Thanksgiving as well, since that's upon us. Plan how much you're going to consume, you know, a little bit in advance. Don't just step up to the table and make a judgment call at the time, because you might even do a little more than you should. And that's just a good thing to think about. You know, when it comes to spending, which a lot of people do around the holidays, we talked about that yesterday, spending might make us feel a little better for the moment if we're dealing with loss or pain. But, you know, a lot of times we just need a budget. We need to stick to it. And if you do that in advance, you're not stuck by making an emotional last-minute decision. This season of life for a lot of people, especially if they've gone through some loss or change, it might mean they've got a reduced income for the first time.
Yeah.
And now they got to think differently. They used to have a lot of flexibility in spending. Now they don't. Well, am I going to just be sad and depressed about that, or am I going to just say, okay, this is what I do have? And this is what is an appropriate budget for this time of year. You know, even if you have some flexibility with your holiday spending, again, I'll say it, don't use the spending to ease your pain. Yeah. So have a plan. Remember, things can't replace relationship. We try to use things to help us feel better and deal with our emotions, but that doesn't work. So here's something else to plan for. Think in advance about where you're going to spend the holidays. Don't wait till the last minute to find out that you might be going somewhere alone, you know, with somebody that used to be by your side that's not there anymore. Instead, plan ahead. Well, let's face it, Greg, and I know you have a real heart for this ministry, but people going through divorce, man, if somebody's gone through a divorce prior to Thanksgiving, Christmas, and it's a whole new reality to think through. What are we going to do with the kids? And it's emotional, and it's intense, and the holidays only amp that up, right? And so a lot of people need to be thinking in advance about custody arrangements. And here's just what we'd say about that. If you're having to think about those things, put the kids first. Because here's the thing, man. We start to see ourselves in that situation as being in competition. Well, if she gets him and I don't, then she wins and I lose. And we can't see it that way. Let's not see it in terms of winners and losers. Let's see it in terms of what's best for the kids and do that for them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I know you get that.
It's easier said than done, but you know, to hear, and that's why I wanted Greg to share some of these things. Sometimes you know these things, but hearing it from an outside party saying it, you're like, okay, yep, I keep hearing that, I know that, and then make that choice, make that decision.
Absolutely. So those are just some things that you can do to proactively engage.
One thing I
did
want to back up on, I heard you share, you've taught some classes on grief at Southland. Mm-hmm. You talked about, you know, even though there's a loss, sometimes there's a chance to do something new. And you shared about a woman whose ex-husband never wanted to drive around and look at Christmas lights. Share that story.
One of the things that I would tell people to do is, even though we like traditions around the holidays, it's a chance for you to establish a new tradition. And there was a woman that I counseled who was married for years and ended up getting a divorce. Her husband hated to look at Christmas lights, hated to drive around. I love to do that, so I don't know what the deal is with this guy, but he hated to do it. Well, she found herself alone around the holidays after her divorce. Guess what she decided to do? Go drive around, look at Christmas lights. She finally got to do the thing that she wanted to do, and that's taking this situation into your own hands rather than the saying, what do I not have? What do I have? What can I do? Can I maybe even establish a new tradition? Yeah.
I thought that was great, and I know somebody listening today, they need to say, you know what? I've always wanted to do that, and now's your
chance.
Go
do that thing.
Go do that thing.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is. God wires us all up differently.
That's right.
You know, another thing, Greg, that you've shared when you've taught these grief classes that you do such a great job with is that, you know, we've got 12 months in the year, but, you know, this four-week period from Thanksgiving to Christmas, sometimes we kind of put it way up there just to really just – unreachable.
Yeah.
You know, we want it to be perfect, don't we? This, that 4 weeks, even though there's 52 in a year.
Man, the biggest piece of encouragement I could offer is don't idealize the holidays. And I'm preaching to myself right now, brother. I love this time of year. I listen to Christmas music way too early. Because
you're not that guy that's been listening to Mix 94 in October with the Christmas music,
exactly,
are you?
Exactly right. It's been happening, you know, since like Halloween. Can we even say that? But yeah, turn the Christmas music on. And so, but we can idealize it. And I do that too much. When we do that, we set the season up to be what it could never be. And so we can't expect perfection from this time of year, and yet sometimes we do, like it's just going to be all magical and nice. We have that expectation, and so anyone who has this idea that there's a perfect holiday is just going to wind up having anxiety, stress, impatience, rigidity, sadness, fear, and just a whole lot of stuff that we're going to stack on top of the season that we don't need to, because we think in advance it's going to be one way. We set it to be what we can't be, and then we're just disappointed. So I don't know. Some of us probably even need to think too. Here's a big one that contributes to this problem is social media, right? We get on Facebook, and if you're experiencing loss or change, you've been divorced or you lost a loved one, and you're on Facebook, and you're looking at everybody else's perfect Christmas pictures, guess what? You're going to feel like you don't have anything, and they got it all, and God's, why have you done this to me? Here's a suggestion I have. Take a break from social media. over the holidays. Yeah. Take a break. Give yourself a respite from it. So, yeah, that's something that we really try to stress.
Well, whether you share what you teach us, you say, don't forget that Cousin Eddie is also at their house too, right?
He's at everybody else's house, so we never think that Cousin Eddie is anywhere but ours. But let me tell you, he's there too. So we just got to remember that.
And another thing that you talk about during your times of classes with people with grief about, you know, we got to make wise decisions about who we spend time with, don't we?
Absolutely. Be careful and think in advance. Don't set yourself up to be vulnerable in a social situation where you might feel like you need to connect with somebody when you don't. Think that through in advance, for sure.
And you've talked about, you know, making responsible decisions, and I like the acronym HALT that you share with people to kind of run it through that filter when making decisions when you're kind of emotional.
Yeah, my AA buddies use this all the time. Don't make any decisions if you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. HALT. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Be careful about decision making. I usually put an S on the end of that too. HALTs. I had the word stressed. Don't make decisions when you're stressed. Yeah. Mm,
I like that. Really, really good. Another thing that's really, you know, important to do is putting up boundaries, setting careful boundaries.
Absolutely. Let's just face it. A lot of time there's vulnerabilities around the holidays, and especially, I'm just going to say it, if alcohol is involved, it can lower your inhibition and you'll make decisions that you don't end up intending to make, and then the next thing you know, you've made a bad decision. So watch those boundaries and set them for protect yourself.
Well, and the fact of the matter is sometimes people will be alone at Christmas, but there's also ways that you can do to keep yourself from being alone at Christmas.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is I would just say do the things that you've always wanted to do around this time of year that maybe you were never able to do. Make a list of things you like to do and do them. Read the book that you've been wanting to read. Think in advance about some things. Make that list and then just work through them slowly throughout that four-week period you were talking about. Do a project around the house. Or, hey, here's one I like. Enjoy a small dessert and don't share it with anybody. Just enjoy it for yourself. You don't have to share with anybody.
Yes.
You know, just some ways that you can respond to that loss and change. Yeah.
And as always, as you talked about, I believe in our first program, that, you know, Christmas theme is that God is with us. Emmanuel, you know, God is with us. That's mm-hmm. the message of Christmas. And at Thanksgiving, there's always things to be thankful for, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's what we're all about. And yet it's so hard to be express gratitude at Thanksgiving, which seems strange, when we've experienced loss or change. And so the invitation is lean in. Find something to be thankful for. What do I have versus all the things that I think I don't have?
Absolutely. Well, Greg, I know you've got a special prayer that you I love that I'd like for you to share with as we kind of wrap up our program. So if you will, if you'll share that with us.
I'd love to, man. Thank you so much. This is a prayer from Father Thomas Keating. It's just called the Welcoming Prayer. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes my way today because I know it can be for my healing. I welcome thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection and esteem. I let go of my longing for approval and pleasure. I let go of my desire for survival and security. I let go of my tireless effort to change situations and conditions. I let go of my tireless effort to change people or myself. Father, I release it all to you. I open to the love and presence of you, Father, and your work within. Amen.
Wow. Great stuff. Greg, thanks so much for being with us, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Maybe you know somebody that needs to listen to us that can be encouraged. Please share that with them. And we will see you tomorrow on Hope is Here.
If you've been blessed by Hope is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. Please make your check to Hope is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening and happy holidays.